pit of an acorn, an ocean of stars from the seed of a salt grain, great sun of fire in the spark of the black sky, aimlessly circling the black heart of nothing. Did we come from the center to depart from its outskirts, to re-enter the landscape in which we were formed? Consciousness severs the cord of rebirth, the future unravels a transcending past. The waves of the sea shed the tides of our blood, the breath of the wind and the sighs of our hearts. A clashing of storm clouds, quicksilver lightning, the black half immerses, the white half illumines. A double helix staircase spirals through the ages, ascending and descending the flights of experience, forced into a structure that procreates creation, the visions of God and the womb of the cosmos. The eye of the eagle pierces the shadows, the roar of the lion empties the silence. The hunter sets out with a new bow of prowess, the prayer of the wild enchanting his mind. The wanderer wavers, lost in a temple of green-colored arches, surrounded by giants, arms raised to heaven. The winds carry songs through the leaves of the world. A stranger beheld in the midst of the rapture, the tribe known only to the memory mortal. The pure white beauty from the land of the waters, the face of the trees and the eyes of the wood. Unless she is blessed with the gift of a new world, a soul will dance on the edge of the silence, crossing the bridge to the labyrinth eternal. Climbs over the stars. The conqueror's sword, he returns to his land, to kill or be killed by the natives estranged, and to found a new race in the terminal exile. The lords of the earth, by the grace of Dana. The lords of the earth, by the grace of Dana. The lords of the earth, by the grace of Dana. The lords of the earth, by the grace of Dana. The lords of the earth, by the grace of